This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, quick idea on Daf Samach Daled. The Gemara on Samach Daled on Beis brings the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Poischin Benoilad. The Lashon of the Mishnah is Va'oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Poischin Benoilad. Poischin Benoilad. Okay. The Gemara says, My time in the Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rav Chizda, the Amar Kra, Kimesu Kol Anoshim. Hashem told Moshe, Amater your neder. All the people who wanted to kill you have died. The Ran explains that Moshe swore he would not go back to Mitzrayim. And the reason he swore is because there were people there who wanted to kill him. So Hashem says, let me be matir your neder. The people who wanted to kill you died. The people who wanted to kill you died. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Misa is noilad. Tzaraya poischin min noilad. And what do the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon hold, it's not an issue. Why? Because they didn't die. They only became poor. The question is, the Ran asks, poverty is also a noilad. No, poverty is shchiach. Poverty is shchiach. Poverty is common. What's the difference if it's common or uncommon? See, if it's uncommon, then you can't say that, oh, if I would have known, I wouldn't have made the nether. Yeah, you would have, because you wouldn't have expected it to happen. But if it's common, then it's like a toss. Then you could say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have made the nether. Fine. What are we discussing today? One simple question on the Gemara. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mater Moshe's nether. So could somebody please tell me why Moshe went to ask Yisroi for Rishus to go back? He swore to Yisroi that he's only going to leave with Rishus. Okay, very nice. But Hashem was Mater the nether. So why did he... This whole Gemara is trying to explain how could Moshe Rabbeinu leave without permission, but he swore. Oh, the answer is Hashem was Mater his nether. Okay, but if Hashem was Mater his nether, so then why didn't Moshe go? Why did he ask Yisroi for Rishus? So I'm Amish looking, because this is the question of the Muke Yosef. The only thing is there is no Namuke Yosef in the back of the Gemara. Nor is it found anywhere. I finally found one old print of Namuke Yosef. Let's put it up. Frekti Namuke Yosef, Yesh Shalin, Velama Le Lamashu Kulei Hai. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, or you could ask it the other way. I think it's better the way it is better the way the Muke Yosef asks it. Not why did he ask Yisroi for Rishus if the nether was annulled, but why did he need to annul the nether? The nether was, I'm not going to leave without permission. So he asked permission. So if he asked permission, why does Hashem have to be matir the nether? V'yei shalin v'lam alei l'moshe kulei hai d'hali Yisroi chamiv nadar. He didn't make a nether in general. He made a nether to Yisroi. Chvar amar loy leich l'sholem. Yisroi said, go in peace. V'havalei ko'imer klum nisgavante ela mibnei kvaydi v'zehu kvaydi. You only swore for my honor that you're not going to go back. It's my honor that you go back. Yeshloimer says, the Namuke Yosef, d'moysha loy l'ratzoin Yisroi b'vad nadar. You think Moshe only swore because of Yisroi wanted him? Ela af l'ratzei natsamai. Mipnei b'rei chasei mimitzrayim. Moshe didn't just swear to Yisroi. He swore because he wanted to swear, because he had to run away. V'hino v'hainu d'chse v'ayoyo Moshe. It doesn't, v'loikse v'yishava. It doesn't say he swore, but he wanted to. Mipnei shem mishtamish gam b'loshen ratzoin. V'ayoyo implies a desire, ketargum. So there are two things going on here. One is, there was a shvua that was imposed on him, and one was, he wanted to. V'lekach tzarech rishus Yisroi, v'tzarech nami hataras chacham. He needed Yisroi's permission for the shvua that Yisroi imposed on him. But he needed the hatara of a chacham because he swore on his own. So even though he swore once, he swore twice. He swore because he wanted to. He swore to Yisroi. presumably the shvua that he swore because he wanted to, he went to a chacham. The shvua that he swore to Yisroi, he got Yisroi's rishus. Still a little unclear. What was the shvua? If the shvua was, I won't go there without your permission, why in the world would he need the hatara of a chacham? He got permission. There are two shvuas here. One that he swore to Yisroi and one that he swore on his own. That's very interesting. There are two shvuas.
What does it say there? Anywhere in the parasha? Is it clear?
That's what the Mukhe Yosef is medayek. If it would have just said Vayishava, that would imply Yisroi made him swear. But it says Vayoyal. Vayoyal is a lashon of Ratzon. Targum translates Vayozo. Vayo implies a willing oath. So on the one hand, Yisroi told him. On the other hand, he wanted to. So now he has to navigate both of these factors.
Is that kavana, or that's two different shvuas?
It's one shvua, but it's he's bound doubly. He's bound from his own volition, and he's bound.
Anywhere else? Do we find that?
Do we find it?
I don't think we have that.
No, it's a big chiddush.
You have a Pesach. I mean, once you have a Pesach, you take out whatever his kavana was. If you knew your father would be upset, would you have something that shvua?
But that's when I swore to you. But here, again, here, Yisroi made him take the shvua. So to you, Yisroi, I went to get your permission. But I also did it on my own, so for that I need a heter of a chacham. So it sounds like the fact that Yisroi made him swear, so now I have to deal with you. You made me swear, I have to get your permission. The fact that I wanted to, that I have to go to a chacham. I don't know, I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking, let's say I swear to someone, and I go to a chacham, the chacham is mater my shvua. Okay, that's very nice. But now I'm not bound by the oath. But I don't have to keep my word? I don't have to keep my word? I could just violate it, because I went to the rabbi. The rabbi said that it's okay. So, okay, Moshe swore to Yisroi. So now he has an oath that's binding him, min ha-Torah. So he was matter that. So, oh, but why is Moshe going to Yisroi to get permission? To that I would say because he still has to keep his word. He told him that he wouldn't leave without permission. But then the way the Mukhe Yosef asks it, that still, it doesn't really answer the question, because if the oath was, I'm not going to leave without your permission, so he got permission, why does he have to matter it? That's why then Mukhe Yosef, I mean, I understand if he's see, I think what I'm saying is correct. If you're matter it, I still have to keep my word. True. But once I kept my word, so then there's nothing binding anymore. I went to you, I didn't leave without permission, so why do I have to matter the nether? So that then Mukhe Yosef is mechadesh, because I still swore on my own. The Maral, as we're about to see, offers a different answer. Before we see his answer, I want to point out another thing which might help us understand what he's saying. There are two things. There's Moshe swore he's not going to go back to Mitzrayim. He also swore he's not going to leave Yisroi's house without permission. Are those the same thing? One is, I'm not going back to Mitzrayim because they're hitmen in Mitzrayim. Another thing is, I'm not leaving with your daughters without your permission. Can Moshe go to North Korea? Well, if he gets permission from Yisroi, he could go to North Korea. But he still swore he's not going back to... he could go to North Korea, but he can't go to Mitzrayim. Could he go back to Mitzrayim if he gets permission from Yisroi? Yisroi doesn't care right? Yisroi doesn't care if Moshe goes back to Mitzrayim as long as he gets permission. There are two things. Moshe is bound not to go to Egypt. He's also bound not to leave without Yisroi's permission. So let's say he gets Yisroi's permission. Could he go back to Egypt? So as far as Yisroi is concerned, he could. But as far as Moshe Shvua is concerned, he can't. Or could Moshe leave Yisroi's house and not go back to Mitzrayim? As far as the Shvua is concerned, he could, but as far as Yisroi is concerned, he can't. So just because Moshe got Yisroi's permission, he just got his permission that he could take his wife. But that doesn't mean he could go back to Egypt. These are two distinct ideas. Let's see if we could, based on that, understand what the Maharal is saying. The Maharal says, Lito Rishus Sharei Nishbalai, the Hiksha Horeim, the Hachamashna Deloha Yitzarach Rak, Lito Rishus Ba'alma, Vloy Tzarach Klal HaTorah. The Mizrahi asks that here it's Mashma, that all he has to do is get permission and he doesn't need HaTorah. V'chein Mashmal El Gabe Vayoyo Perish Gamkin Shoya Nishba Shloya Tzashal Bershusai. And yet in the Gemara in Soit it's Mashma, he needed HaTorah. The Kamar Amr of Nachman, Tim Rabbi Yochanan, Amr. Vayomer Hashem b'midyan leich shuv Mitzrayma, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'midyan nadarta, b'midyan hiter nadarcha, muchach toho yitzarach ha-Torah gemura v'loy li to rishus. In other words, which one was it? Did Moshe need rishus to leave Yisroi, or did he need to matter his neder? Our Gemara's mashma that he had to be matter his neder, and Hashem was poseach b'noilad. So then why did he need rishus? Says the Maharal, v'yiroli d'bishvil shnei devarai haya hashvua. There were two reasons there was a shvua. Number one, ha'echad shelo yazuz mi midyan kiyem b'shus yisroi, shelo yiroi tzalitein bital arzachas. Number one, you're not leaving unless you swear, because I don't want my daughter leaving my land. V'lo tzar chatara lezarak netel s'shus. To leave Yisroi's house with Tzipora, he needed permission, not hatara. The second thing is, he can't return to Egypt because they're hitmen there. There was a shvua to be by him and not to leave his domain. For that, all he needed is rishus. The Einsfar Lemer Shaya Nishba Liyos Yoshe B'Midyan. There's no logic to say he swore to be by Midyan in Yisrael. V'loy Amar Shalay Yatsa Kiyim Bershusai. He didn't say that he's not going to leave only with rishus. D'lama Li Yisrael La'ashviya Davar She'in Tzarech. Why would Yisroi need something that's not needed? The dai bekach shelo yatzai kiyem bershusai. Avos shvua zoi shelo yachsel Mitzrayim have a shvua gemura. Dehoye misyare shema kishayitein loy reshus lador kasher yitzai yachsel Mitzrayim. So the Maharal learns there are two distinct things. One is they have an agreement that Moshe is not going to leave Yisroi's house without permission. Number two, he swore that when he leaves, he will not go back to Mitzrayim. But he doesn't need Rishus to go back to Mitzrayim. Rishus is needed to leave Yisroi's house. Returning to Mitzrayim is a Shvua. So there are two things. Moshe didn't swear that he's going to live in Midian. He swore he wouldn't leave Midian without permission. He also swore he's not going to go back to Mitzrayim. There are two shvuas. Shvua number one is, I will not that I'm going to live with you forever. I will not leave you without permission. That's the first shvua. Shvua number two is, when I get permission, I won't go back to Egypt. So there are two stages here. One is, I'm I'm not committing to be by you forever, but I won't leave without permission. Two is, and when I do leave, I'm not going to Egypt. So regarding the first step, and this answers the Mukhe Yosef's kasha. Question is, if Moshe got permission to leave, then why does he need Hataras Nadarim? The answer is, he got permission to leave, but he still swore he's not going to go to Egypt. Vice versa, if he got Hataras Nadarim that he could go to Egypt, why does he have to ask Yisro's permission? The answer is, because he still swore he won't leave without permission. So the Hatara was to go to Egypt. The Rishus was to leave Yisro. There are two distinct stages, right? We got that clear. In other words, the Mukhe Yosef creates this very innovative idea that the one Shavua had two parts to it. One is, I swore to you, and one is, I swore to myself. So in terms of, I swore to you, I got your permission. In terms of, I swore to myself, I got Hatara. That's in the Mukhe Yosef. Does Rabbi Manila Jr. like that? Do you hear that? I think so. Yeah? But what about that? Right, that's the Mukhe Yosef. Mukhe Yosef says there's one Shavua, but there are two parts to it. There's my responsibility to myself that I relinquish with Hatara, and my responsibility to you that I relinquish with Rishus. The Maral says no. There are two totally different oaths here. Oath number one is, I swore I won't leave without permission. I didn't swear I'm going to be with you forever. I swore I won't leave without permission. And I swore when I do leave, I'm not going to Egypt. So, Moshe got Hatara that he could go to Egypt. That doesn't allow him to leave without permission. So regarding permission, Moshe got permission. Regarding going to Egypt, he got Hatara. That's the difference between the Maral and the Namukhe. The Namukhe Yosef is very startling to me that they're, right? That you like, that there are two chiyuvim in the one oath. The way the Gur Aryeh breaks it down, it's very logical. I'm very happy with the Gur Aryeh. I wasn't feeling well, but I just saying that over made me feel better. It's such crisp logic that it brought Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. The yashus of it is so powerful, it engenders joy. That's the Mara.
So one question, why would Moshe need to make a shvua that he's not going back to Mitzrayim? If people are there, they're going to kill him. He has no desire, no need, or why does he need to make a shvua? No one's pushing to go back. It's a
question. Okay, good question. That happens to be a question on any way you learn the Gemara, right? Moshe swore, I mean, let's say even in the Ran. Moshe swore that he's not going to go back to Mitzrayim. And Hashem is matter it. Why did Moshe swear? He swore because they wanted to kill him. Right? The Ran says, Lo hayonishva el mitach shayari midas aviram. That's the only reason he swore. Let's see if this reads. V'yirali, d'bishvil shnei divarai haya hashvua. Ha'echad shal yazuz mi midyan kiim bershus, yisroi shal ha'irat zalitain bidlaratz acheretz, v'lo tzar chatar lazer rak netkels bershus, v'asheni shal ha'yashu mitzrayim, eshabay mevakshim nafshi v'zeh yashvua gemura, v'chei muchach minar kreis. Arreksiv ha'yo moshe l'ashev esasosh mashma, d'haya hashvua liyas etzloi v'lo yazuz mershusai. V'zeh bevadei lo ha'yitzach rak reshus. For that, you only need permission. There's no logic that he should have to stay with Yisrael. Why would Yisrael need him to swear something that's not needed? Why Now, why would Moshe have to swear not to go back? Or did Yisroel want him to swear not to go back? It sounds like maybe Yisroel wanted him to swear not to go back. He was afraid, you know, maybe Hashem would give him business to take care of over there, or he would want to go back to his family. So Yisroel said, just swear to me straight up, you're not going back. That's how the Maral deals with the Nemukei Yosef's kasha. He doesn't... Yeah? In other words, we brought up an idea even before the Maral that even after Moshe got a Hatorah, he would still need Rishus because maybe he would still have to keep his word. But we asked the other way. But once he did get Rishus, why would he need a Hatorah? That the answer to that is... There's an Amukei Yosef and the Maral. Then Amukei Yosef would say, even though Moshe got Rishus, but still on his, he still swore on his own. So for that, he needs Hatara. And the Maral would say, yeah, he got Rishus to leave Yisroel, but he never has a Heter to go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's what we got. Samach Da'on Amebez. Have a great day, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.